town hall thing and playing music that's not going to be out until fucking June.
When time passing, I'm not around. Niggas saying I'm out of town. Probably moving them bricks around. They swear they know how I get down. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. My closet full of that fly shit. Black car when I buy shit. Sell the shit to get out with. These niggas on my dick. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. That's your bitch, I understand.
Gee, weird. The new 50 Cent material seems to be underwhelming. Who could have possibly have guessed? Sort of raining. Not going too hard at the moment. Sound coming from the left side of my car as I go through puddles and such. I'm gonna have to get out and look at that side of my car to make sure it's not something, I don't know. Maybe I just have the radio lower so I'm hearing more road noise. These roads are so fucked up. Now they're wet too, so.
I've always been with
and then 50 Cent is the future. I've always acknowledged Southern based music. Like I've always liked it. The first time I worked with an artist outside of New York was UGK. Mm-hmm. With Bun B and Pimp C.
That's
and
the
it was
times.
In 98. Mm-hmm. So it was before we did a song called As the World Turns. It was a Pimp record. And then
Pimp record.
Jay did
Big Pimpin.
I don't know where he got the idea from. I don't know, maybe it was like my record. I mean, if my record was like a Pimp record, maybe I would think he got the idea from me, but I don't know where he got the idea from.
Listen, this second time you actually referenced Jay. What are your guys' relationship like? There's never been a full-on beef, but there's definitely been a competitive back and forth, whatever you could do, I could do better type thing.
Well, I mean, it is someone. It is going to work on. Everybody does. Like, whoever you are. You know, it doesn't always have to be negative. In competition. Like, I'm happy where I'm at, so I'm happy where you are. You know, but once we start to make music that is supposed to be competitive, we're supposed to really do something to our culture and shit we need to go next, then you gotta look at it and say, if I had a lawnmower company, I'd have a competition going. I think it provides additional energy to how you actually do things. You can find someone in your space that you can actually utilize to work off of that's consistent, that is an actual challenge for you. Other than, you know, if there's no challenge, then you're going to find yourself a far easy job, a hard job to do. You forget your work.
The funny thing is, y'all laugh when he actually does have a lawnmower company, Green Unit.
Stop at the gas station and take a look at my car. Make sure it's not all fucked up. It's probably fine. Alright. Take the car. Go get something to drink. Something. Be back. lights that it gleam. But that what this guy's sitting in this parking lot in a Grand Cherokee, window down, smoking a cigarette, holding it out the window. It appears that he just put it out with his bare hand. That now he, what the fuck? Used his free hand to snuff it out. Didn't throw it out the window. Which, you know, it's nice. He's at a gas station. He's drinking a coffee like he's on a stakeout. He looks like he's on a fucking stakeout. Like a repo man or something. At the local disco set, just buying a chick with so much time, so I say, what the heck? Chick wanted to come on the day, chick wanted to dance. Talk to you, but now and maybe later, you'll get your chance. So when the show was finished, I took her around the way. And what do you know, she was good to go, without a word to say. We was all alone and she said, tone. And let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what? Yo, look, you bust me, kid. Yo, walk in there. Spread out of here. I'm still a big stop, baby. Say satellite radio, you heard?
Always uploaded because they know that this is what we're conditioned for at this point. So I think that as long as the music creates an impression where it means something, strikes a chord in someone at some point, and the music that I'm playing at this point is what would actually be out for this actual project by the time that this is airing. I can't pay you exactly what I want to play. Certain songs that I think I got a song.
Don't even know how to make the right move.
guess a security guard got trampled real bad at Ultra this year. It's pretty plur, guys. It's pretty plur. I like to stay plur. I think it's important. That's why I don't go to frat guy music festivals. I don't know. What am I saying? I don't know. The Boss!
Playing big 80s hits.
The Boss! Oh yeah, the hits of the 80s. Yeah, those are all them. Fucking weirdos. Song's all right. So today I think we're going to run a big long live stream for Elder Scrolls Online. I'm going to get in there and see what I think. I've not heard good things. But, you know. I'm still going to get in there and see what's up. I just got to cut the podcast and stuff too, so that's... So kind of the two things I need to do today is get that going, and then the other thing. See how long it ends up being. Maybe I'll just get bored and have to stop. Oh, hang on. Let me turn off the wallflowers. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear. I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air. Yeah, we at the airport out. These locks from the block where everybody Air Force now. With a new white tee, you fresh. Now I'm only with us. Make the money, get the man's bring it on for us. Set of steps. Punch a bunch of meat, meat locker. Specific part of it became incredibly iconic, but it is this whole song, just like the lyrics and everything. Ah, this is
alcohol in addition to the coffee. Well, that makes sense. After that long wait in line, you need a drink.
Oh, darn, I talked over whatever fucking hilarious thing the fucking DJ was saying. Damn. No escaping the jaws of the alien this time. I don't know how I feel about the cross monster pollination of Thriller, you know? It just doesn't stick to one thing and do it well. It's like, by the way, there's an alien also. It's like Michael Jackson listened to the Monster Mash and said, I could do that. Fuck. get Vincent Price on the phone. If you haven't heard it, it's been going around. There's like a demo recording of Beat It, which is just Michael Jackson like humming out the melody and all the parts to the song so the people playing the instruments know what to do. It's pretty fucking impressive. And I bet it leads to some really fucking awesome like Beat It remixes too. But yeah, seek that out if you haven't heard it. It's super fucking interesting. Like, as part of the, like, songwriting process or song recording process or whatever. It's cool. People asking for a link. Come on, man! It's why they invented Google. So you could go to it and type in Beat It Demo and probably get exactly what you're looking for, because it went around kind of a lot recently. Come on, son! Look that shit up! What would Vincent Price do? He'd go to Lycos probably, but he would still get there. That's truly haunting. Whoops, Lycos. The foulest engine in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and crazy goons from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. Okay. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to
so great to hear that. Big 80s today.
Oh, that was funny.
Oh, wait, what is the name of this record? Ah, Thriller. If anybody wants to, drop me a line on the Big 80s on a Facebook page today, April 1st, or tweet me at Martha Quinn on Twitter and discuss whether or not this is, in fact, a Big 80s on 8 lost hit. Well, today, April 1st, I'm standing by my decision. Nina Blackwood's next. There's When in Rome, The Promise.
I mean, I don't know if I would give this song lost 80s gem status. I don't really know the criteria, but I feel like this is in the pantheon. This is right there. Like, maybe, you know, maybe not a super popular song, but I feel like people remember the chorus of this song. I didn't realize this song came out in fucking 88, though. Jeez. Oh, Nissan Sentra, you're driving so slow. Everything was going great. Life was awesome, and then this Sentra showed up. No, seriously, this is fucked up. Get the fuck out of the way. Oh my god. I'm gonna have to go around this car. I'm gonna have to go around this car. God, I hate doing this. I hate passing people on the right and then swerving around them, but sometimes you just have to fucking do it. That woman is completely oblivious to the world around her. Was building a citizenship test for the United States, it would be playing this song, and anyone that doesn't clap gets thrown the fuck out. Is as relevant now as it ever was. And if you really think about it, the surveillance state, NSA watching us. Some say there are microphones hidden everywhere. Probably people listening to us while we drive cars. See? See? Had to silence it because I was too close to the truth. Had to shoot down the satellite. Alright, time for some Mace. Wait. Why are they playing it so fast? So I guess it's April Fool's Day, huh? I haven't really looked around to see what bullshit's going around. But yeah, that's fine. I don't know. I don't really begrudge anyone who, you know, who comes up with some good dumb fake shit. That's fine. People want to get into the act. People get all pissy about it. It's like, whatever. Just calm down. It's just the internet, y'all. You don't get to be the humor gatekeeper. Like, I don't really find most of it that funny. You know, we live in a world where everything is photoshopped to be total bullshit all the time, so... So there's very little novelty left in, like, a good creative fake screenshot or something, you know? Not just any moonlight, the serious moonlight. Do you think they play that song more off this song more often on satellite radio because he name drops Sirius? How much money do you think you got for that? I mean, in 1983 dollars. The XM moonlight just didn't roll off the tongue, you know, it just didn't work. Don't try to fucking sway me with your fucking Galaga noises.
They're all here.
The original BJs. Sirius XM's Big 80s on 8.
Pull up my heartstrings like that, you motherfuckers. Turn it off, Don Henley. Turn it off three doors down. Came and went a little faster than I would have liked. Bridge Patrol. Play cool.
Threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. We'll get involved.
other tunnel. I wonder if it's just like a maintenance road or something.
As you can see, still coming with those hits. And
you are still coming with those hits, girl. Damn. Well, not anymore. Wait, they're building tunnels over here, too? What the fuck is going on? No, these are just buildings. These are just buildings that look like tunnels because the buildings aren't done.
Released today. Infamous Mob Deep is what it is. I got something special from that. I got a couple other joints I'm going to drop. So make sure you're right here, like I said, in that passenger seat right here on the drop down.
All right, I got to get over. All right. I got over. Nah. I'll leave the song because it's probably almost over. Oh wait, no, the song's like fucking 30 minutes long. Every single person that's ever been on or near the No Limit tank. Mia X. C. Murder. Silk the Shocker. You know, I feel like people that didn't understand why the South didn't get respect is like, you can listen to songs like this and go, this is fucking terrible, top to fucking bottom. That's why. At the time this stuff was coming out, it's like, what? No one was trying to hear shit like this. Oh, whatever. I guess the song is plenty fucking popular. Whatever. Yeah, Cash Money was where I kind of got on board with the whole thing. But only because, like, when Ha came out, it was fucking hilarious because it was terrible. But I could totally get into it. It was like, this is just fucking awful. At least this is just no bones about it. Total shit. But then from there, it was like, oh, you know, I'll listen to Back That Ass Up. If that was on right now, I'd be like, okay. Like, Juvenile had a bunch of now and laters in his mouth the whole time. He was just like, you can ha, you can ha, you done traded your Nikes for Reeboks, ha. And then Master P was in WCW for a little bit, because of course. They had like a No Limit faction that was feuding with the West Texas Rednecks. Which is like Mr. Perfect under his real name, Kurt Hennig. And I don't know, some other fucking Jeff Jarrett or somebody. It's one of those things that totally fucking backfired because they, you know, they're like, oh, well, you know, the rappers come in because they're popular and all this other, it's all this other stuff. And then we got these dumb rednecks that are going to put out their song and their music video where they have their song called Rap is Crap, but then the audience likes that song better because it's wrestling and it's a bunch of fucking rednecks watching it. Like, it's WCW, always big in the South. Like, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? Oh, this went exactly. It's almost like if you were to bring Batista in and expect people to be excited about it. Yes. I bet you can find the music video for the West Texas Rednecks' Rap Is Crap on the internet if you looked not very hard. DJ Snake dropping the hot cuts. DJ Snake knows what's up. I mean, he's DJ Snake. What do you expect? DJ Snake would let that go a little longer. But hey, he's DJ Snake, I'm not. You know? Like, what do you want from me? I'm no DJ Snake. It's like it's a G.I. Joe episode. He's got a DJ named DJ Snake, and he's infecting the kids with mind control. Dr. Mindbender and Destro work together to drop this on the one. This is not unlike the one where, I guess, Cobra formed a rock band. Look, they should just remake that episode. Start G.I. Joe up again. I guess actually they're running some kind of G.I. Joe cartoon series. I just check that out. I heard it was all right. Not much of a club goer slash dancer. I know that's gonna be shocking to you. But this seems like it would be fun to be in a crowd like this or in a club like this when something like this is going on. This seems like it'd be fun. Make some noise for the homie A-Track. Aww. pretty ridiculous.
Are you guys ready?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't really know if I'm ready.
Is the county beat the goal?
I was not ready, as it turned out. If you could... Sorry, if you could, like, just give me another, like, another eight bars or something to really just get going. I'm sorry.
Let me hear you say...
No, hey, sorry.
Hey!
Oh, this lane is closed. I'm done. I'm fucked up. Very direct right here, this part of this guy's set. Very, I just don't like it when those words are said by anyone other than Luther Campbell. That's really... Oh, this is all fucked up. What is going on? Fucking construction, man. It's the worst. Go. Go, car. Go, car. You got it, car. Oh. Fuck you. You suck. Oh. Alright. Everything's fine now. What's happening here? Cement mixer truck. Really fucking this up. Really fucking this up. Okay. God. I call all the shots, rip all the spots, rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I'm gonna take it now when all the ball stops. Nigga never home back, call me on the yacht. 10 years from now, we'll still be on top. Yo, I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought it was made clear that I was not to be stopping. In a team much stronger than yours, valet me, this is BOJ. We don't play, mess around with DOA, we on your way. Cause it ain't enough time here, ain't enough time here for you to shine here. There were many women, but the trees down square, and I'm bigger than the city lights down at Times Square. Yeah, yeah. I gotta pull my sleeve up here, get my rollie in the sky. Hang on. Leave your ass flizzat. I gotta do my taxes. Hip-hop artists answer questions and rock their classics. How's that for mo problems? I am Prodigy from Infamous Mobb
Deep. Mobb Deep joins us from our SiriusXM studios as they celebrate 20 years since the recording of their classic album, The Infamous. Hosted by Ed Lover. Today, 6 p.m. East, 3 p.m. West on SiriusXM Backspin.
From a young of a laid-back tongue, the aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in a sound. Captivate the mass, cause the pose is profound. Do it for the strong, we do it for the weak. Booming in your Jeep, or your Honda, or your Beamer, or your Legend, or your Benz. The rave of the town to your foes and your friends. So push it along, trails we blaze. Don't deserve the gong, don't deserve the praise. The tranquility will make you up all your fists for we put hip hop on a brand new.
Yeah, taxes, shit. I gotta get that done, cause it's the first, and then I'm gone most of next week for PAX and stuff. God damn it. They bow. I gotta, yeah. This should be the last year that my tax situation is complicated. But it is complicated. Like, I have to file an extension because the paperwork is not ready or whatever, so.
Competition, the life comes sideways, but competition, the must come straight way. Competition, the life comes sideways, but competition, the must come straight way. How's about that? It seems like it's my turn again. All through the year, my life has been my best friend. I know some brothers wonder, can life really kick it? Some even wanna diss me, but why sweat it? I'm all into my music, cause that's how I make tapes. Try to make hits like it could remix tapes. Me sweat another, I do my own thing. Strictly hardcore tracks, not a new jazz swing. I grew up as a Christian, so to drop, I give thanks. Collect my bank, listen to Jabberings. I sing and chat, I do all of that. It's 1991 and I refuse to come back.
All right. I'm going to get in there and get to work, and then I'll talk to Drew, and we'll figure out what we're going to do with Elder Scrolls and all that other stuff. So, yeah. See you later. Bye.